I know you love the words of King Benjamin, but it's a whole other challenge to get your kids to love the words of King Benjamin or to feel that they apply to them. So that's where the object lessons come in. So this video is focused on three different creative kickstarts to help you figure out how to take King Benjamin's words and the words of the angel and apply them to everyday life. I'm going to walk you through three object lessons. I'm going to give you the supplies you need first, and then I'll take you through each one individually so that you can kind of figure out how you might adapt these to your kids or to different age groups or different class sizes. Hopefully between us, we can figure this out. Okay, first, supplies-wise on your first object lesson, they're really easy. You just need to find something in your house that represents a spiritual memory. I guarantee you have something that came from maybe a youth camp that you loved. Maybe you have a t-shirt, maybe your kids have one or a thing. For example, behind me on the shelf, you've probably always seen this little rock and never known what it was for. I'm going to tell you all about it in a minute, but this holds a spiritual memory for me. So you want something like that. Or if you're in a classroom setting and you have a little advance notice, you could invite your kids to bring something to class that has a spiritual memory. And I'll explain why in just a second. Second one, this one you just need a printable and some skewers because you're going to make King Benjamin's tower. I give you this to you in the printable in two different versions. It's an expanding tower. It prints on two pieces of paper and it expands tall. There's this personal size version and then there's a gigantic size version that you're going to use to play a really cool game. This printable is designed to help you teach the character of King Benjamin and understand, help your kids understand why people trusted him so much. Hopefully that means we can emulate some of his characteristics as well. So you just need skewers, like the regular bamboo skewers you get anywhere, the printable, and then if you can, a piece of cardboard, even like the back of a cereal box, something like that. It doesn't have to be super thick. That will help you create the structure. So I'll walk you through that. If you want to play the game, especially on the jumbo size version, you also want some spare change. So go dig in your couch or pull through your junk drawer and you'll have everything you need. Okay, third one. This is another game, actually. This one is to teach that incredible verse all about putting off the natural man, why we need to yield to the enticings of the Holy Spirit. And I'm hoping this game will help you do it. This one has no supplies other than the printable itself. The one I made for you this year, it looks like this and you can create tiles all around your table or you could put them on the floor and jump from one to the other. If that's too much or you don't have that much space, I also give you a version that's more personal size so you can play the whole game on one mat and it's really easy to print and set up. So you need the printable and then something to represent your game piece. We used a jar of honey, but you could use a shoe, you could use almost anything. Grab something, get a game piece in motion and you'll have everything you need. Okay, gather those supplies and then come back and let's get started. Some of my favorite parts of this week's study were not necessarily Benjamin atop his tower, but Benjamin in his living room with his kids, teaching them about what he expects of them and what the Lord expects of them. I just love that first chapter. One of the things that really hit me is, in addition to passing the crown to his son Mosiah, who will be a phenomenal king, King Mosiah II will be incredible in every way. But King Benjamin doesn't just pass him the crown, he passes him things. It's interesting, he lays them out in the verses. He passes on the plates, like the brass plates and the plates of Nephi. He gives him the sword of Laban that King Benjamin used in battle to defend his people. The King Mosiah probably used, like the grandpa. He also probably used, these are legacy pieces. He gave him the Liahona and then describes what the Liahona did for their fathers. And I found myself wondering why he itemizes this list so much. What does it represent? And one of the things I think it might offer is that these are pieces that represent God's love for his children. All these pieces came from the Jerusalem area or close to it, right? Some from the wilderness, but these are pieces that have been with the children that came in Lehi's family for a long time. And they represent that we are not from here. You know, we are part of this covenant connection. They are physical reminders of the covenant. And that's what kicks off this object lesson for me. I just think it's really valuable to walk through your house and help your kids know what reminders you have. For example, like I told you, I've got this rock on my shelf. Well, when I was chatting with Violet today, as she was sitting in here, she had no idea what this rock was for. Even though she can read, I have a little writing on the very bottom that says it's from the Valley of Elah. She doesn't know what that means. And I found myself thinking, I've got a spiritual memory wrapped up in this rock. But Violet doesn't unless I share it with her. I think that's what you see changing hands between Benjamin and Mosiah. He doesn't just give him the Liahona. He says, let me tell you what this did for our people. Let me tell you about this story of the ship. And go in the scriptures and read about how this piece that's in your hand was used for something. The same way I can put this rock in Violet's hand and talk to her about standing in the place where David stood, where he picked up 5 smooth stones and what that felt like to me. I was surrounded by this grain field and all the rest of the group went off in a different direction to be by the river and find some stones. And I just happened to look down and I found this one. And I don't know why I grabbed it. It probably doesn't matter to anyone else. But for me, I keep it on my shelf to remind myself about the power of stone. I think you heard this in conference, that same message of like, when I look at this stone, I remember I don't need much to accomplish God's work. I just need small, simple strategies and I can do what he needs me to do. That's the spiritual memory that's trapped in this little rock. So my hope is as a class or as a teacher, you can do the same thing. There's a bunch of things. It doesn't have to be an item. It might be. So for example, in my scriptures, I've got a picture of Jason and I from this really significant day by the Garden of Gethsemane that means a lot to me. Every time I open my scriptures, I see it. I've got a bracelet that means a lot to me. You might have a trophy or a jersey. Like, think about what connects you to a spiritual memory and share it. And if you have the guts, record it. Even if you don't want to make a video, make an audio recording of you talking about why that item matters so much. And ideally, with the kids in your class about what items matter to them and encouraging them to hold on to those spiritual memories and record them. I think King Benjamin sets a beautiful example for us by doing this, and we should do the same in our house and in our classes. There's a quote from Elder Anderson in the notes that I just love about spiritually defining memories. And you can go, there's even an animated version of this part of his talk. If you go in the notes, you can find it. But I loved how he compared these spiritual memories to luminous stones, like something we can use to guide us in dark times. He said this: embrace your sacred memories, believe them, write them down, share them with your family, trust that they come to you from your Heavenly Father and His beloved Son. Let them bring patience to your doubts and understandings to your difficulties. I promise you that as you willingly acknowledge and carefully treasure the spiritually defining events in your life, more and more will come to you. Heavenly Father knows you and loves you. That's why we need to capture these memories. That's why we need to say them out loud if they're not too sacred to share, and hopefully record them for our kids to know down the road. King Benjamin is just incredible. I just think he lived such a remarkable life. And I love this moment where we see him on the tower. But one of the things that really impressed me about King Benjamin is that when he asked for the people to come, they all come. I don't know how quickly this happens. It sounds like within a verse or two. So like the next day or really quickly after, they build a tower and everybody comes. And I think the reason everybody hears his words and loves his words is because of the life he lived before this day. Before he built a tower and stood on it, he had towers of faith that people looked to his whole life. Towers of service and trust and testimony of God. These are towers he had built over the course of his lifetime so that when he got to the part where he needed to have them hear his message and the angel's message, people trusted him. And I think that's something I want my kids to understand. So for this object lesson, I created what I'm calling a tilting tower. So we technically made something kind of like this back in 2020. We made these personal little Benjamin towers. They print on one piece of paper, and then you're going to use an X-Acto knife to cut on the marked lines. And then as you pull up the center, it becomes this awesome King Benjamin style tower. The only downside of that is I really wanted something that you could do with the tower, not just have a cool tower. So we added a little bit this time around. First off, on the personal version, if you look inside, you can see that I have Be Like Benjamin inside, almost like a hashtag. Like, I think we want to develop his kind of character. So rather than talking about necessarily his teachings in this object lesson, we're searching for parts of his character. What do these verses teach us about who he is? So as a class or as a family, you might go through these verses and look for characteristics or beliefs that Benjamin has that fuel the kind of person he is. So you'll watch for that and write those down. Then you're going to create your tower. If you want to take this to the next level, which trust me you do, you want to make a jumbo tower. I can't hold it up for you because it's on the floor right now and it's gigantic, but I'll show you some pictures. This is a tower that is the same basic structure, but I've made it from 4 pieces of paper that we taped together. So you'll tape 4 pieces of paper together, create the same structure, and then you're going to dangle it from one skewer. This is important because you actually want the tower to be a little bit tippy because that makes the game more fun. It's kind of a Jenga style game. You're going to give your kids a bunch of loose change and then you're going to ask them questions about King Benjamin. Or you could, you know, do this in any number of ways. But as your kids answer questions, they get to place a coin at the top of the tower. The goal is obviously not to make the tower tip over, but that tower is dangling on one skinny bamboo skewer. For us, I jabbed the skewer into, well, the first night we did it into an oatmeal box and I put that inside the tower. The second day we used a tissue box. You just want to jab it into something that will hold it nice and secure. And then you let it butt up against the top of the tower. I've reinforced our top layer of our printable tower with a little square of cardboard. There's a template in the printable to help you pull all this off. And then I made just a little notch in the center of it so that the skewer had somewhere to rest. But as you place these pennies on that top level of the tower, things get tippy really fast. And that's kind of the idea. So it's almost this struggle because you want to place a penny somewhere where it might cause it to fall for the next person, but you don't want it to fall for you. So it got pretty strategic. Some people would pick a quarter because it would make the weight go too far off. Some people chose dimes. In fact, the more we played, the more strategic this game got. The goal, of course, is simply to be the person who doesn't make the tower fall. In our case, if you were able to be one of the safe ones who didn't make the tower fall, then you got to add something to the grocery list this week. So Violet, because she won one, got to choose to add Fresca to the grocery list this week, and Jack got to add ice cream. That's the kind of incentives we offer around here. But the goal here is that you can just go through these characteristics of King Benjamin, learn more about him, hope to be like him, and then play the game so that you can reinforce everything you just learned. The game is just one more layer of learning that will incentivize your kids to study and know this incredible leader. I hope it helps. Arguably, one of the most important verses from this week's study is about putting off the natural man and yielding to the enticings of the Holy Spirit and following those steps that the angel gave us to help us understand how to do that. How can we follow in King Benjamin's footsteps and be submissive and meek and teachable? And I think you can teach all of that with a really simple game. This is a game that I have tested thoroughly. It's one I've used at field day in a big version. I've used it with teenagers at various parties and classroom events. Trust me, this game works every single time. And if your kids love Roblox or Minecraft or any of those games, they'll love this one even more because I made it all 8-bit and pixely. So it's really simple. You're just trying to advance from one end of the game board to the other. I give you a couple different size options. So if you want to play a personal version and make this really fast and easy, you just want to print out this one pager. I've got it in color and black and white. And you're just trying to get your kids to figure out the path. You're not going to tell them the path in advance, but you know it in advance because you've got this other page. So the other piece of the printable has the answer key, and I've made various levels of answers. So one that includes just 5 jumps, one that's 7, one that's 9, one that's 11. I also give you a page that has a blank one so that you could create your own maps. But the idea is really simple. Your kids are trying to figure out the one way to get to the top of the board. And there is a very specific way to get there for each game, each round. And that is a way you can tie in the words that King Benjamin taught us about how there is this one path to salvation. The way Jesus Christ offered is very specific. His path is specific and narrow and straight, and we need to follow it. So you can talk about how there is just one way to solve this puzzle. Then you're going to talk about how they solve this puzzle. This, for me, is how you tie in that verse about the natural man. Because in order to figure this out, your kids need some trial and error. First off, they have to just try. Like, you're actually not going to make much progress in this effort of being a disciple of Christ if you never move forward, knowing that you might make some mistakes here and there. So you want your kids to take a guess. So they'll start at the bottom and they're just going to guess which of those 4 on the bottom row might be the correct answer. They're going to move it and you as the moderator will tell them yes or no. They picked the right one or they didn't. The person who goes second now can learn from that person's experience and advance it. So if Violet saw that Sam picked the heart, for example, and the right answer was to jump on the chest first, she might guess one of the other 3 options. She still might not get it right, but she knows now she's eliminated 2 of that bottom row. And now the third person can go and they have an even better advantage. So as we watch each other, we learn. We slowly figure out the path. We have to remember it and we have to act and we have to try. The other thing I like is that there is a moderator involved. So by me being able to tell them, yes, that's the right way, or no, that's not the right way, it's kind of the same way that we have prophets and apostles and leaders today. That's what they're here for. They're people who know the path because they've studied the scriptures and lived their lives and they're here to help us guide along the journey. That's kind of the idea. So hopefully as you play this game as a family or as big class, you can talk through those key principles. There's a few more that I lay out for you in the creative notes, but the idea is really simple. It's the same thing I heard echoed from Elder Corbridge. I really love his talk, The Way. In fact, if you have an older class, I might recommend you listen to at least a snippet of that talk before you play or after you play and help them understand. But I love the way he ended his talk. He said, "The Lord's way is not hard. The same way this gospel path is not that hard. Life is hard, not the gospel. There's opposition in all things, everywhere, for everyone. Life is hard for all of us, but life is also simple. We only have two choices. We can either follow the Lord and be endowed with his power and have peace and light and strength, knowledge, confidence, love, and joy, or we can go some other way. Any other way, whatever other way, and go it alone. Without his support, without his power, without guidance, in darkness, turmoil, doubt, grief, and despair. And I ask, which way is easier? He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, learn of me, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. Life is hard, but life is simple. Get on the path, and never, ever give up. You never give up. Just keep going. Don't quit. You'll make it. There is only one way to happiness and fulfillment. Jesus Christ is the way. Every other way, any other way, whatever other way is foolishness." That's hopefully what your kids get from the game as well. Even though you'll play and you'll laugh and you'll have a blast together, the point is the same. There really is just one path. And it's not that the path is complicated, it's that life is complicated. And so as you eliminate options by learning from the mistakes of your own life and repenting, by learning from the mistakes of people around you, by reading in scriptures and seeing the good choices and the negative choices of people who lived before you, that's kind of getting guidance all along this path so that you can find your way. As you listen to living prophets and you listen to the revelation you feel on a daily basis, you'll find your way. He promises to give you the tools you need to make it. And I think that's a powerful lesson for all of our kids to understand. Thank you for being here, you guys. That's it for week 17. All right, come back next week. We're going to head into more of King Benjamin's words, and we'll do the next three chapters in the book of Mosiah. I promise you're going to love it. If you need extra help with this week's chapters, I know we had to go through things a little differently than we have in the past. Remember, you've got tools at your disposal. You're welcome to come join us on the live. You just need to sign up as a free member at the site, and then come join us at gather.macmom.com, and you can find me there Monday morning at 10 a.m. Mountain Time, and we'll do a quick live to go chapter by chapter and walk you through things and answer any questions you might have about the creative side. Also, I would remind you that you have the notes. So those of you who are in the course, in addition to these awesome printables, I hope you pull up the notes. They will take you in much more depth and link you to some conference quotes and devotionals and other things that I studied in order to get the understanding that I have. Hopefully will give you even greater ones. So go into the notes and see what you can find. You can also find the recordings that I made in 2020 of these same chapters. So if you're interested in getting a little more depth or just hearing different insights, you could watch those as well. They're all housed on the site, so go and enjoy. All right, you guys, I think you're all set for week 17. Come on back next week and we'll dive in a little more.